Today, I'm on a bit of a hunt, and I'm going to need lots and lots of help from lots of people. So very soon, I'm going to ask all the young people to come down and sit on the carpet. But for now, who loves birds?
Birds!
You love birds? I love birds. I grew up breeding birds. Part of that was because I lived on Newnham Road, and a lot of the other pets that got out of their cages and ran away didn't last long on Newnham Road. It was a very busy road, but birds seemed to be a bit better. So we had lots and lots of birds, and they're very, very cool. But today I'm on the lookout for some birds. Any birds in the house? Yeah, there's a couple of birds. Lots of boys pointing to girls. That's very funny. Ha ha. Excellent. No birds in the house? I don't see many. But let's have a look at the big screen, because here are some birds. Ah, poor little birds. All right, can I have some kids down the front? I need some help right now. All right. Can I have all the people that are sitting in a chair that have a star? Can you stand up, please? All the people sitting in a chair that have a star. All right, guys. I'm going to give you a couple of these. Not for you. You have to give them out. Yep. All right. Now, everybody that's standing up that has a star, go and give a minty too, okay? Everyone that's standing up that has a star, go give a minty too. All right. If you're sitting near a star, then grab that star. We want all the stars in the game. All right. All the people that had stars got minties? Anyone miss out? Oh, two missed out. You missed out?
I got two.
All right. You ready to catch, Lois? Very good. And John? Very good. Okay, anyone else missed out? Oh, now you found them. Ah. Anyone else? All right, very good. Okay, very good. Now, you guys want to sit down. We're going to have the music team come and join us now with some awesome songs. We've got instruments here for you to join in with, so you can be right involved. All right. Hey, boys and girls, you ready? Okay, cool. I need your help again in a minute, but just before we do, can anyone tell me why I've got a black and a white balloon there? Yes?
They are colours of birds,
especially magpies and butcher birds and those sort of ones. Yes, very good. Very good. What's another one?
I think it's trying to fly.
Trying to get it to fly? No. I'll help you out. Black and white is like two polar ends of the colour spectrum. Right and wrong. Day and night. Today is a lot about making choices. Okay? Now, who would like a minty? Would you like a minty?
Yeah.
All right, there's a minty. Okay, I'll put it behind my back. You need to make a choice. All you need to do to get the minty is pitch which hand it's in.
It's that one.
Oh, bad luck. Okay. All right, ready? Who else wants a minty? Oh, you want a minty? All right, all you got to do is make the right choice, black or white, and you get the minty. That's the same hand he picked. Oh. Okay, ready? Who else? One more. Ladies, see if a lady can. All right. Which hand? Oh, you're going against the boys? Is this a boy-girl thing? Black, white, yes? Guess what? I'm on a roll. Woo-hoo. You know how I got like this? No one wins the minties. All right, here we go. Ready? Oh! All right, now, in a minute. Okay, now, what we're going to do is I need all the people, you guys ready to help me again? Yep. I need all the people who have the stars, if you can please stand up. All the people with stars, can you please stand up? Okay, very good, very good. Okay, here we go. How did you guys get stars? This. Okay, thank you very much, Bruce. Let me define a star. Can I borrow that for a sec? Like this, Bruce, is a star. It has a little word. That's a star. If you have one of those stars, yes. Yeah. There are words on it. If you've got star written on it, that's just extra blessing. But if you've got one of those, that's what we're looking for. Okay, very good. Okay, now, here we go. You ready? You guys are privileged. You have a star. They don't. On the count of three, I want you to, in your good Aussie vernacular, blow them a raspberry. Ready? One, two, three. How good were your minties? Your minties were good? Yes? Very good. Okay. Now, we're going to change this up a little bit. If you are... let's see. This is a little bit meaner, this one. We'll change it up. If you have your birthday in the first half of the month, January to June... That was just making sure everyone's listening. Listening. All right, first half of the year, January to June, if your birthday is then, you can please sit down. All right, all those people that are standing up, I want you to go collect their stars off them, please. Go, go grab their stars. Quick, quick, go grab all those stars. Okay, very good, very good. And once you've given in your star, you are no longer privileged. You can just sit down. All right, in the rest of the building, if your birthday is in the first 6 months of the year, can you please stand up? All right, now go and give as many of those people as possible stars, okay? As many as possible. We don't have enough stars, my apologies. All right, so go give out all those stars. Once you've given out those stars, if you have a star, can you please stand up? All right. Okay, if there's no more stars, very good. Okay, now, what you guys need to do is come and grab some Milky Ways and give them to all the people with stars. All the people with stars get Milky Ways. All right. All the people with stars get Milky Ways. All right. Okay, very good. So how about the star people? Do you feel privileged? Feel good? All right, cool. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, Lockie, for bringing those back. Good boy. You deserve an award for that. All right, you may be wondering what is going on in this house. Maybe this will help you.
The Sneetches by Dr. Seuss. Now, the star-bellied Sneetches had bellies with stars. That day... all the Sneetches forgot about stars, and whether or not they had one upon theirs.
All right, does that start to explain it a little bit? Yeah, there's more to come. I'll bring it out even clearer than that as we go black and white, on and off, right and wrong.
The first Bible reading for today comes from Galatians chapter 3, verse 28. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. The second Bible reading is from James chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there or sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
Okay, any other kids? I've got my minty back. Anyone want to have another go at getting the minty off me? Who's got it? Who? You didn't have a go last time, did you? No. No, if you had a go, we'll share. Okay, ready? Here we go. Which hand?
Which one did you put it in?
That's what you got to find out. Oh. All right, over here. Here we go. Bad pastor again. All right, here we go. He's really bad pastor once he's found out what's going on.
Damn it!
Oh. All right. Oh, that one's escaping.
It likes me.
Okay, cool. All right, no, that's it for now. All right, all those with stars, can you jump up on your feet again, please? All those with stars. All right, kids, you ready to help me again? Here we go. Okay. If you have a star, You are the elite. How do you feel?
Elite.
Elite, privileged, special. Very good. Okay. If you have a star, if you have a star and you have blue eyes, you may sit down. You may sit down. All right. All those that are standing, can you go collect the stars off them, please? Collect all those stars off those standing. Off those standing. All right, well, after you've lost your star, you can sit down. You're no longer elite. Okay, all right. Now, if you have blue eyes and you don't have a star, stand up. If you have blue eyes and you don't have a star, now take the stars around and give them to those people. All these privileged people with blue eyes. Okay, if you've got blue eyes, please stand up. All right, can you take all those standing up, get a chubba chub. Can you take them, or a chubba chub, please? Yes, okay. Once you've got a chubba chub, you can sit down. All right, all those chubba chubs, you feel elite now? No? Okay. All right, kids, who's up to win something? I need four volunteers. All right, okay. Those that are staying down the front. All right, you've been a great helper, so you get to come first. All right, now, easy. This is all about choices.
Yeah.
Okay, first choice. All you need to do is pick a box. One, two, three, or four. Big box, small box, pretty box, one with bears on it. What would you like?
I like bears.
You like bears. All right. Now, for those of you who are over 40, you might remember a game called Pick a Box. Yes. All right. What you've got to choose now is another choice. You've picked your box. That's your box. You can have everything that's in that box. Or $2. What would you like? $2, which you can see, or what's in the box, which could be nothing. What would you like?
There's definitely something in there.
There's definitely something in there.
There's something in there.
How do you know that?
Because when you're tapping in it.
Oh, I could be tapping this one. Is there anything in the cage? It's making a noise.
Can you shake it?
No. Naughty Miss Rosie. What do you want, $2 or the box?
The money.
Thank you, Mark, thank you. What do you want, the money or the box? The box, all right. Do you want $4 or the box? $4 or the box? You want the box? Okay, that's it. In the box, you have a balloon. You have a rubber ducky. You have a puzzle.
Yay.
You have a pencil.
Yay.
And you have some disguises I used to use when I was younger, but they no longer fit.
Yay.
You have... Where are your parents sitting? Is he allowed them, or should I throw that to you?
No,
I think. Oh, okay. There we go. There you go. Mum has your chocolate. But if you take a friend and they buy an ice cream, you can get a free one. And because you've come all the way, there's a nice cross that you can put a piece of leather around. Very good. Give him a hand. Good win. All right. We have... And because it's 2017, everybody's a winner. So congratulations.
Hey.
Almost got it wrong. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Oh, who's been on? Oh, yes. Come on up, young lady. Come on up. Okay. Here we go. One, two, three. Which one do you want? Oh, the nice one. Okay, here we go. What do you want? The box or $2?
Take the money!
Hold it!
That was a pretty good box. How much stuff do you think I have? All right. $4 or the box? You're taking the money! Four! All right. Okay, let's see. All right, up you come, Elijah. All right, here we go. One, two, three. Which box would you like? He's going straight for the money. No. Play with me. First choice, pick a box.
Okay.
There is no money. Pick a box. That one, okay. Now there's money.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. All right, now, box or $2?
$4.
No, 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 no. It's $2. That's the option. Option A, $2.
Take the box.
Box. You want just $2? Okay, go on. Okay, all righty. Come on up, young lady. Come on, you want to play? No, you don't want to play? All right, okay, come on up. All right, one, two, three. Which box would you like? Which one?
Two.
That one?
Yeah.
All right. Would you like the box or the money? The box. Would you like the box or the money?
Take the money!
All right, here we go. Let's see what you've won. You have won a balloon.
Yay.
And a rubber ducky.
Yay.
And a puzzle.
Yay.
And a pencil.
Yay.
And when Dad buys an ice cream, you get one free.
Yay.
Chocolate. I forgot to put it in. All right. Here we go. Okay, Dave, you did a great job on the Bible reading. Would you like to A, pick a box?
Yeah, that one.
That one? All right. Okay, now box or the money? Box.
Take the money!
Box or the money? $4. Go on. All right. Is there any other kids back there who'd like to come and have a go? At the back? No one at the back? Mark's a big kid. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. All right, Ollie, you've been a good helper. Come on up, Ollie. All right, here we go, Ollie. Box or box? Pick a box.
Go the big one.
Go the big box. Oh, oh. Who got the other box? Oh, you're a winner. Yes. I was born in the wrong era. Okay, would you like the box or the money?
The box.
The box. Would you like the box or all I've got?
Take the box.
If you take the money, it's the end of the game. Are you going in the box? Okay, ready? Here we go. He's going in the box. We have one more player. It's a big box, so it's got to be some stuff in it. A minty. You know what they say about minties? It's moments like these. Is that it? Big box and that's it? No, I'm not that nasty. I was going to do that. Pencil. And you like ice cream? Good. You can go to my favourite ice cream shop, and when you go there, say, Donnie sent you. There you go. And do you like reading?
Yeah.
Good. I got a book. There you go. And, because you're a winner, you are a winner. There you go. Very good. All right, I have one more player. One more player. One more player. We had a boy then, so we'll go girl. Yep, come on up. Come on up.
A girl.
Now, this is where the game falls apart because you don't get to pick a box. That's your box. Do you want the box or $2? You want the box? You want the box or all the money I possess? That's good because that's the worst box. All right. All right, boys and girls, I've got my bird cage back. Has anyone seen any more birds? No. Did you like our bird story at the beginning?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It was kind of weird.
It was kind of weird. Yeah, it was kind of weird. There was that big funny bird and there's lots of little birds. So all the little birds, they hung out together, didn't they?
Yeah.
And, but they still squabbled amongst each other, but they were certainly different looking birds than the big one, weren't they? And then the big one, what did he just wanted to belong, didn't he? He just wanted to be one of the little birds. Did they want him to belong?
Nope.
No. Did you feel sorry for the big bird at all?
Yep.
Yep. But what about at the end when they picked on him? Have you ever been in a place where other birds pick on you?
No.
No? Not birds, but people. Right? But, you know, it's not much fun, is it, when they pick on you? Well, I want to tell you a story, and this story has to do with a little boy who had a birdcage like this, and he went out into the wild fields, into a garden. And as he's walking around, he found a lot of wild birds. Now, the story doesn't actually say what sort of birds, but they were wild birds. No one owned the birds. They were just wild. Like, we have birds in our backyard. They're wild. They're not my birds. As much as Cynthia sometimes says, stop feeding the birds, and they won't keep coming back. But Louis loves me feeding the birds, because when they come back, he chases them. Yeah, so it's a bit of a fun thing. Anyway, so the birds, I don't know, how many of the older gentlemen over my age, when you were little boys, did you ever go out and try and catch birds? With yeah? What was that? With a slingshot? A box and a stick, yeah. A box and a stick. Kids, ask your parents about the box and the stick, not the slingshot. Who said slingshot, Randall? All right. Oh, there's a character in this. I'm going to nickname him Randall in a minute. Okay, so this little boy's got his bird cage and he goes out and he finds all these wild birds, lots of wild birds. And after 20 minutes, half an hour, he catches about 6 wild birds and he puts them in his cage. So kids, imagine that I have 6 wild birds in my cage. They might be sparrows. That's about all that'll fit in there, 6 sparrows. Other little birds, finches. That'd be pretty cool to catch finches.
A hummingbird,
that'd be pretty cool. Maybe a little rosella. Wild birds. A magpie, a bit big. All right, but we got some 6 birds in there. And as the little boy was walking along, he came across a bigger man. And the man said to him, Johnny, because that's what the little boy's name was. I didn't tell you that, did I? Johnny, I see you've got 6 birds in your cage. And little Johnny went, yes, I have. And the man said, what are you going to do with those 6 birds, Johnny? He said, oh, I'm going to play with them. I'm going to get a slingshot and fire stuff at them. I'm going to poke them with a stick. I'm going to annoy these birds because they're my birds. I caught them. I own them. And I'm going to do whatever I want to them. And the older man said, so, Johnny, at the end of the day, what are you going to do? You going to let them go? No, I'm not going to let them go. I'm going to feed them to my cat. My cat likes wild birds. And he enjoys them. So these birds are not going to have much of a fun afternoon. And the man said, Johnny, did you catch those birds? He said, yeah, I caught those birds. They were just sitting around doing nothing and I caught them. He said, what if I give you $2 for the birds? And Johnny went, $2? $2 for 6 useless birds. And the man said, yeah. He goes, I think Johnny's middle name was Elijah. Because he said, $4. $4. $4. And then the man said, the man made a fatal mistake. He said yes straight away. Yes, yes, $4. I'll pay $4 for your 6 birds. And Johnny knew straight away there he had $10 sitting right here. So he turned to the man and said, $10. And the man already had his wallet out. And he looked into his wallet. And he pulled it out. And he said, I've got $10. I've got $10. And then Johnny said, what else have you got in the wallet? And the man said, I've got $60. I got $60 in my wallet. And Johnny said, okay, $10 a bird, and they're yours. $60 for the birds. So the man said, okay, I'll give you the $60, Johnny, and I'll have the birds. And Johnny's going, it's beautiful. He said, I'm going to go catch more birds tomorrow, and I'll meet you on the road and catch some more money. But Johnny went off very happy with his $60. And the man, who had paid everything he could to get those birds, did what? He opened the gate, and off they went. They were no longer going to be poked and had a slingshot fired at them and fed to a cat. They were set free. You see, that man and Johnny had some choices to make, some good and some bad. Now, I want to tell you another story. It has to do with a birdcage in a sense. Long, long time ago, when mankind first walked the earth, the enemy of our souls came looking for some wild animals. He found mankind playing in the garden and he trapped them and he caught them. And along came Jesus. And Jesus said to this man, what are you going to do with those people? This man said, I'm going to prod them. I'm going to poke them. I'm going to fire a slingshot at them. And at the end of it, I'm going to dispose of them because they're useless. They're not much fun. They're not good. They're not worth anything. And Jesus said to him, well, I happen to think all these people, humankind, I think they're worth something. And he said, what do you think they're worth? So they had a debate over the worth of these things that were caught in the cage. And in the midst of this talk, the guy who'd caught all these people said, you know, they're not worth much, mate. And if you let them go, they're not going to respond to you. They're not like that. And I'll just catch them again and again and again.
And again.
And again. And this man said, Jesus said to him, no, what's your price? And this man said to Jesus, the price for all of mankind is your life. Are you prepared to pay your life for every single one of those people? And Jesus said, yes, I am. And then the enemy of our souls took it a step further and said, not just any death, but a painful death. The death on a cross where you will be shamed before all rulers. And for years they will tell of your shameful death on a cross where you will be rejected by all people. Your closest friends will reject you. They will tell lies about you. They will run away and you'll be left alone. And Jesus said, yes, I will still do that. And Jesus gave up his life and then he turned to mankind. And what did he do to mankind? He set them free. He set you and he set me free. Free from the enemy prodding. Set us free from sin. And we can respond to him. We have a choice to make, black or white. We don't need to be like a star-belly snitches or a belly snitches with nothing on NARS. We don't have to be those that see who's better than the others because Jesus has paid for all those different prejudices. The Bible reading today, which was read so well by Dave, starts off and says this very clearly. There is neither Jew nor Gentile. Now, when that was written, that was very loudly and clearly said to depict all of people. You were either a Jew or a Gentile. And so in this writing, it says there's neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free. Again, split everything in two. You were either slave or you were free. No longer male or female, again, straight down the middle. For we are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you want to take hold of today's story, you could add in there star-bellied snitches or no stars on snitches. All are one. The Bible reading goes on to say, my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus must not show favoritism. We mustn't look at the way people walk or anything, because that little boy, Johnny, when he caught those birds, was he worried about what bird it was that he caught? It was just whatever he caught, wasn't it? Whether it was a little bird or a big bird, as long as he caught whatever bird it was. It didn't matter whether it was a black bird, a white bird, a green bird, a coloured bird. He just wanted to catch wild birds. It didn't say he went out to catch magpies. It was just wild birds. And it doesn't matter whether we're rich, we're poor, we're from New South Wales or Queensland, we're a boy or a girl, we're smart, we're not so smart, we've been to university, we've got degrees, we don't have degrees. In Christ, we are all one. We are all the same. Why are we the same? Because Jesus gave his life for you and for me. He paid the greatest price he could so that we not need to look at each other and think we're better than others. And so in our worlds today, wherever our world will be, whether it's school or high school or uni or work, let's make sure we look at everybody through the one thing that enables us to see everyone under what Jesus has done for us. And that's rose-coloured glasses. Glasses that have been covered with the blood of Jesus. That we will look with each other in grace, mercy and forgiveness. And of course, God's love. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for we are one. Thank you that you love each and every one of us. And it doesn't matter whether we've been to this school or that school, or whether we're this smart or that smart, or whether we've got blue hair or blue eyes or green hair, or it doesn't matter, whatever it is, Lord God, you love each and every one of us equally and the same. And Jesus, you died for each and every one of us, that we might be set free and no longer captive. I pray that you would help us to make the right choices every day, and there'll be many choices to make. Help us to do that. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Thank you very much for joining us on a great celebration. It's excellent. We're going to hand back to the team for a final close-up. So thank you, Cindy.